We're back on with the president of Michigan United Conservation Clubs, George Lindquist, on the phone still with us. And thanks for more of your time today.
Hey, thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
We talked about the mandatory registration of deer and how it's going to be part of the discussion for these public online meetings Thursday and Friday with the DNR. Appreciate you kind of sharing that information, limited that it is at this point. We're going to find out more, obviously, at the end of this week of what their ideas are. But you also mentioned the use of crossbows in late season and some other UP buck rules. And I want to give you a chance to just read parts of your letter real quick regarding both of those. So please start with the crossbow in late season and tell us who you're sending this to.
Well, I put a letter together, just, you know, some of my thoughts about what's going on with the idea of a late season crossbow here. And I sent it to some of the deer people in the DNR just kind of ahead of time of these meetings, just so they can have a look at it. And so one of the points about the crossbow is, I keep hearing that people say, well, I want to be able to use a crossbow in late season, or why can't I? And, they let other archery hunters do it. Well, here's the way I look at it. The resource comes first, the deer themselves. We just don't have the deer numbers to do this with. In the northern UP, we don't even have the deer numbers to allow antlerless take with archery at this point. As it is now, some 60 to 70% of archery hunters now use crossbow. So can our deer herd sustain a two-thirds increase in hunters during a time of migration and being concentrated in their yarding areas? You have to keep in mind, this is when 100% of our deer move to approximately 17% of the land. So when they're in those yards, it's kind of a fish in a barrel thing. And it's also common knowledge that this equipment is easier to use and more efficient for the average hunter to take a deer. You know, last year, you know, I keep 5 game cameras on our property year-round here, and our deer were gone December 1st. They were gone, migrated. They didn't come back till May 1st of this year. So there's still a full month of season after that. You know, those are, like I say, fish in a barrel. So you got questions there of fair chase and the idea of that, you know, it's a good way to run what's left of our deer herd into the ground. And you know, deer numbers are low to begin with. So we just simply don't have the resource to do it with. And it's not like we need to kill more deer here in the UP, at least for most of the UP. Most people feel there aren't that many deer to begin with. So the idea of increasing the take is not good at this point. So
we're talking with the president of Michigan United Conservation Clubs, George Lindquist, and I appreciate you kind of passing that portion of your letter along about crossbow usage in late season and the vulnerability that you feel that our deer herd has in these deer yards. You also said there's another part of this letter with regards to rules for taking bucks in the UP, and maybe you could paraphrase or read some of that part of the letter and what your concerns are.
Sure, yeah. You know, people keep questioning the UP buck rules, and, you know, some say they're too restrictive, others say they're not enough to make a difference. And, yeah, you can look at it that way, but, you know, the fact of the matter is we need to protect a certain amount of our bucks in order to have age classes out there. Before our current rules were put in place, you know, over 50% of our buck kill were yearlings, 1.5 years old. Little of other age classes were out there. Now we have a much better spread of age classes of bucks, and one can debate whether this is because hunters are voluntarily letting go or because of the restrictions on our combo tag. Turns out they're both correct. These rules, like many others, be it hunting or fishing, were developed to help guide the take, and in this case, encourage hunters to let them go, let them grow. The need for the UP to have a variety of age classes of bucks cannot be overstated. In the 3 winters of the UP Predator Prey Study in the mid-snowfall zone, fawn survival was only 11%, 13%, and 0% one of the winters. In that same winter, only 37% of the adult does survived. So where would we be if hunters still went by the old combo rule, where they would often shoot the first yearling buck they saw and then let them go after that? Well, there's nothing to let go then. They don't grow once they're dead. A theory that one writer has brought up is that because of the buck rules, somehow we have too many bucks. We are trying to stockpile bucks, and they'll die over the winter anyway. Research shows that doe fawns are the first to die in a winter kill, followed by buck fawns and yearling does. Deer researcher John Azoga has written numerous times that once a buck gets a certain age, winter can hardly kill them. They are the survivors. The other thing this writer does not take into account is predation as being a major factor in UP deer numbers. The DNR says that wolves will take 30 to 50 deer each a year. So if you multiply that by a minimum number of, say, 700 wolves, you end up with 21,000 to 40,000 deer taken by wolves alone. In comparison, hunters only take around 30,000 deer in the UP. When you factor in coyotes, bears, and bobcats, there's never been this much predator pressure on our UP deer herd in modern history. Unsustainable heavy predation, along with lack of proper management of our deer wintering complexes, are the two major factors that are affecting our UP deer herds. Until these two concerns are actively addressed, rule changes that would increase the take over most of the UP should be nixed.
That's quite a letter that you wrote. And again, this is in preview or preface to the meetings that are going to be held online this Thursday and Friday. So regardless if you agree completely with George or not, at least he gives us some talking points, some things to think about, and encourages all of us to get involved with these public online meetings so we all have our voice heard regarding deer management in the UP. So, George, thank you so much for reading that letter, and or at least parts of it anyway, and hopefully we can learn more at the end of this week.
Yes, it's really important, you know, for UP hunters, UP sportsmen, to think about this and have their voice heard, because otherwise, who's talking? Who's listening? You know, the UP voice, it has to be heard. So
I would say if you are going to comment on these meetings, be concise, be transparent, and be productive about your comments. That would be the only way we're going to make any progress at this point. George, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
President of MUCC, George Lindquist, on the Outdoor Show.